It's Wednesday, the 22nd of May, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. In April, national occupancy rates across establishments rose to 58.1%, surpassing both April 2023's 51.2% and 2019 levels. This marks the highest monthly rate for this year, showing an 8.95% increase from March. The Hospitality Association of Namibia's Chief Executive Officer, Gita Petzold.
It is very important for us to note that that segment that took a while to recover since the pandemic seems to be in full swing now, and we envisage even a bigger growth come June, July because of the international conferences that Namibia is hosting.
Namibia marks the International Day for Biodiversity in Luderitz, underscoring the global theme, Be Part of the Plan. This theme urges stakeholders to support the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, aiming to halt and reverse biodiversity loss. Hiskia Tiapa, Control Warden at the Environment, Forestry and Tourism Ministry.
There is a lot of development going on in the Karas region, like the Green Hydrogen Project, whereby all those developments are happening in the environment. We want to see to it that we don't stop development, but at the same time, we have to take cognizance of our biodiversity, of our animal life and our plant life. We have to coexist. We have to see to it that all these developments are sustainable.
Community Development Committee member for Windhoek's Kommasdal and Sievendelaan areas, Rita Shipanga, sheds light on the pressing issues plaguing her community, where the lack of proper sanitation facilities poses a significant threat to public health.
These orange dustbins are standing for maybe for 3 months, and after 3 months, they must pick it up. Some of the toilets, they broke, and they, it's not the toilet that is being used. That's why the people are using the pot, and they threw in that in the toilet in the dustbin.
Experiencing similar challenges is community leader Peter Stone Tapalo from the Tobias Hanyeko constituency.
What we are saying that if they can come quick with the development so that we can see that we must got also toilet which is run with a sugar pipeline rather than having a septic tank or dry toilet, that does not work.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa has reiterated that he is confident that his party will secure the majority in the general elections in South Africa next week. Polls suggest the ruling party could get around 45% of the vote, which would mean forming a coalition to secure a majority. The head of state was on a campaign trail in Bokamoso in the northwest. Ramaphosa says no one is going to destroy the ANC. It is the home for all South Africans.
Some people think that the ANC is going to lose power, and I say that is not going to happen. Watch this space when the results are declared. And those who think that the ANC is going to fall, the ANC is going to rise.
The United Nations has once again given a grim update on the declining humanitarian situation in Gaza. Updating reporters in New York on Tuesday, the world body says there has been no new arrival of aid trucks via the U.S.-built pier since Saturday. Jody Jacobs reports for us from the United Nations headquarters in New York.
There are many challenges. The UN says the newly opened ERA's West Crossing is now being used for limited quantities, but the areas in the vicinity of the crossing are now also under an evacuation order. In a related development, the UN Aid Coordination Office, or OCHA, says that the ongoing Israeli military operation and evacuation orders have uprooted well over 900,000 people in Rafah in the last 2 weeks. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.